This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Thursday. And, ooh boy, we've got one or two things to talk about tonight on a Thursday. Joe Biden, apparently he kept classified documents everywhere on the planet. At this point in time, it would take less time to figure out where classified documents aren't. And we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that here in the very beginning. We'll talk about red versus blue. Once again, why you should move. Slavery reparations. A bill to ban pride flags, inflation, the cost of eggs, why you need to send Aiden and Jaden and Braden to a different college. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. And do keep in mind, tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, where we will take all 3 hours and we will answer the questions you email in. No calls, no guests. Not that that's abnormal for us. But the whole show is 3 hours of you. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Ask me anything and get them in now. They're already coming in hot and heavy. Wait, I didn't even say that right. If I had to do that over again, I'd put that differently. Either way, they're coming in really fast. Right? They're coming in really, really fast. Now let's get to the task at hand. I brought it up last night. I brought up the system, corrupt systems, especially communist systems. If you were tuning in, you'll remember I brought up the fact that they know they're not popular. And I needed to focus on this for a brief moment, because you've heard me rant several times about the low-T GOP and how they always worry about being popular, and that's why we lose. Well, we can't pass that bill. Definitely not before the midterms. Definitely not before the election. Well, what if this turns off suburban moms? The Republican Party constantly hand-wringing about being popular. And what do I say? We worry about being popular. They worry about power. That's why we're there winning and we're losing. They never worry about being popular. They will regularly pass huge things that the American people despise, and they'll just ram them through anyway, because they know in the end power is actually what matters. I know that's a little ugly to say, but power is what matters. And so right now, as you know, as you are well aware, we live in a late stage republic. And I got a couple different emails today. Well, I got a bunch of emails about all this Joe Biden stuff. In case you're not aware by this point in time, Joe Biden, we knew last night they'd found classified documents he wasn't supposed to have at his UPenn office. And now apparently he had them in his freaking garage in Delaware. Don't worry, though. It's locked.
Mr. President, okay. Classified material next to your Corvette. What were you thinking?
I'm going to get a chance to speak on all this, God willing, soon. But as I said earlier this week, people, and by the way, my Corvette's in a locked garage. Okay? So it's not like you're sitting out in the street.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to do this in the open. I can't help myself. I have to once again say, a big part of me, not a small part, a big part of me admires Joe Biden's horrible excuses that he says so confidently. He's famous for this by now. At least he is on this show. You've heard me talk about it before, how he'll offer some excuse for something that either isn't an excuse at all or it's the worst excuse ever, and he'll act like it's the best excuse ever. The wife comes home. I was looking at the bank account. Did you really just buy... But did you really just buy $500 more of ammunition? And I respond back, okay, first of all, I hadn't had dinner yet. Like what? What is that an explanation at all? Remember he did this during the campaign trail when Hunter Biden, obviously it looks terrible, Hunter Biden being hired by an energy company with no energy experience. And every reporter's asking him about it. Everyone is like, ah, this looks bad. It's either illegal at the worst, but in the very least, it's not appropriate. It's not okay. And what was Joe Biden's response? Well, no one said he did anything wrong. He didn't do anything wrong. Who said that? Well, wait a minute, Joe. Everyone said that. So he does this all the time. So, Joe, it looks like you possibly committed a felony by having classified things you weren't allowed to have. Joe, what's your explanation for that? Well, first of all, my garage is locked.
Okay. Classified material. Next to your Corvette, what were you thinking?
I'm going to get a chance to speak on all this, God willing, soon. But as I said earlier this week, people, and by the way, my Corvette's in a locked garage. Okay, so it's not like you're sitting out.
I love the God willing part, too. He's the president of the United States of America. Hey, I'm going to get a chance to speak on this soon, but hey, I'm not allowed yet. All right. So let's get to what you are saying. A couple things what you're saying. Senor Oracle, as with most things, you were right about this. Well, sort of. You predicted a health issue would arise and prevent President Poopy Pants from running for re-election. Appears so far, President Jill Biden has managed to drag Joe along where more drastic measures had to be taken by the system. Enter in the classified documents VP Joe illegally took and stored at multiple locations. Funny how this was kept under wraps until after the election, made news just after. I hope you enjoy this opportunity to pat yourself on the back. Okay, hold on. You know me. You know me. You sit with me for 3 hours every day. You know for a fact the last thing I would ever do would be draw attention to myself, or if I made some sort of an accurate prediction that came true, which I happen to do all the time, that I would actually try to make it about me. It's not about me. I mean, in case you think it might be, though, this was me from back in March. They're treating Joe Biden like a Republican? Why would that be happening? The media does not treat Democrats like Republicans. That's not exactly news. Everyone listening to the sound of my voice knows that. Everyone knows how, I mean, they're beyond biased, how flat out hostile they are to you and to me. Why would they be hostile to Joe Biden, and why would all these things be happening over the course of 24 to 48 hours? I say, this is my theory, I say marching orders have gone out, and they're officially sick and tired of Joe Biden. And you remember how I predicted Fauci would retire before the end of the year? Go ahead and write it down, fellas. Joe Biden's gone after the midterms. Mark my words, once the midterms are done, he'll resign, you know, medical reasons or something like that. They'll be carting poor Joe out the back of the White House and shipping him off to Delaware. So I'm not going to make this about me or anything I said. That's the last thing I would ever do. Okay, but why did I see something like this coming? And just in case you didn't tune in last night, I 100% believe, especially now, I believe that this is all a Democrat setup. Let's pause on Joe Biden for a moment. I want to rewind on something. You remember when Andrew Cuomo was governor of New York? Of course you do. He was governor of New York. And then Andrew Cuomo got himself caught up in all these scandals and had to step away, had to resign. He's not governor anymore. And do you remember what I came on this show and said? Because this is what I watched. After Andrew Cuomo went down, I watched so many people on the right. I watched them say, well, nice. We got Cuomo. Or I saw this. Just goes to show you can't be a sexual harasser. Good. He went down. The right didn't take out Andrew Cuomo. And he definitely didn't go down for sexual harassment. Andrew Cuomo went down because communists play for keeps. And Letitia James is a wildly ambitious person. And she saw an opportunity to take out somebody in the way. And she took him out. Let's be real clear about something when it comes to what's happening to Joe Biden. There isn't some deep cover Republican operative with his lockpick kit at Joe Biden's Delaware garage. And he's outside and he's got the lock picked. And he just pulled out the black spray paint and he spray painted the security cameras. And he's low crawling his way under Joe Biden's Corvette. He has a little pen, a little pen light, a little flashlight. And he's going through the documents at night looking for something. And he's got his Republican pin on because he's all about the GOP, baby. Go Trump! Don't be naive. Republicans don't play the game that way. Oh, they should. But Republicans don't play the game that way. They're probably too busy saying, this isn't the hill to die on, you know, the Republican motto. Or, that's not who we are. Joe Biden is all of a sudden in a bit of a trouble. He's in a spot of trouble. Republicans don't have the power, and even if they did have the power, wouldn't have put him in that spot of trouble. Democrats have put him in that spot of trouble. What's going on? I will tell you what's going on in a second. But first, we're going to keep you out of a spot of trouble. You see, you own a home, and that's a good thing. I'm glad you own a home. Do you have insurance on your home? Well, of course you do. Unless you're insane, your home is insured. Fires happen, all kinds of things happen. Let me ask you, do you have home title lock? Because if you have home title lock, then you're covered. If you don't have home title lock, oh, your house might be maybe safe from fire, but those home title thieves will hack into your home title, forge your signature on it, take loans out against your home, and they will get you evicted or financially wipe you out with legal fees. The good news is home title lock is here. They will protect you. They will detect the tampering and shut it down. If they don't, they'll make you whole. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Jesse and sign up. Go there anyway, even if you're not going to sign up, just to put in your address and see if you're already a victim. You'll find out right there. HomeTitleLock.com/Jesse. What's really going on? I'll tell you in a second.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday night, so close to the weekend, I can almost taste it. All right, let's get back to the task at hand here. And we're going to get to the banning of gas stoves. In case you're wondering, that's not just a news story. That's actually coming. It's coming soon. But I'll explain in a minute. But we need to explain what's happening with Joe Biden. Okay, we talked about last night. I gave a little history story in case you missed last night about how communists understand they're not popular and they'll always do unpopular things that will help them gain power. And they also understand that the public can only take so much, will only take so much. So on occasion, you have to toss out a sacrificial lamb who you can blame everything on. That's one. And two, the show must go on. There are many, many advantages to being a communist in America today. You have all of the media, academia, entertainment, sports, you name it. They're all on your side. Everyone spouts your message at all times. That's a good thing. If you are a good little boy or girl and you are very useful still, the system will treat you well. Remember, it's a good life if you're a useful servant of the system. Stephen Colbert has not an ounce of talent in his body. He's not funny at all. He was half funny when Jon Stewart was leading the show, but then he took over his own show. People found out Stephen Colbert is not funny. But Stephen Colbert, to his credit, realized, okay, I'm not funny. My show sucks. I better just become a vaccine salesman and my contracts will keep getting renewed. And he found out he was correct. Like, so as long as you're useful, that's going to be fine. The problem for Joe Biden is simply this. Joe Biden has not only exceeded his usefulness now that the midterms are over, there is one out there who is more useful. He's young. He's handsome. Speaks really gently. And he's somebody you better start becoming really, really familiar with. I have this email. Jesse, as much as I relish the idea of Biden getting cannibalized by the system he helped create, I fear what comes next. If the GOP couldn't handle a cadaver with a bunch of diversity hires, they are going to get absolutely steamrolled like Mr. Slick Gavin Newsom, who is a fully functional adult. Lots of work to do. What do you think? I think that you are a very crafty young man who wrote me that email, and I think every single person listening to the sound of my voice right now better start becoming hyper aware of this human being who is coming.
Our tax rates, again, are lower than the state of Texas. I just want to remind everybody out there. 95% of Texans pay higher taxes than Californians. We have the highest tax rate among them with New York, but not everybody lives in that rarefied world. In fact, 99% of you don't. So you pay less taxes. It's just so important to get that out. The lazy punditry on that is galling. It's malpractice because these folks claim to be sophisticated, some of them at least.
But why take Joe Biden out? Well, there are a couple things. Joe Biden's so old, he's not useful. And this Hunter Biden tax stuff is real. And what it does is it gives the system a golden opportunity to hold this over Joe's head as leverage. And no, I'm not saying he's going to resign. He may resign. I could easily see that. But he's going to, the decision's been made, in my opinion, the decision's already been made that he's not running again, which is the same as resigning. Hey, Joe, I know, I know Hunter's got some legal problems, and gosh, we have these classified documents of yours. I mean, we already have a special counsel.
Earlier today, I signed an order appointing Robert Hur a special counsel for the matter I've just described. The document authorizes him to investigate whether any person or entity violated the law in connection with this matter. The special counsel will not be subject to the day-to-day supervision of any official of the department, but he must comply with the regulations, procedures, and policies of the department.
Hey, Joe, special counsel, Hunter's in some trouble in Delaware. Man, hey, you know what? I think we could probably get this Hunter Biden stuff down to just probation. And we'll turn the other way on the documents. We'll make some excuses for you, but we kind of need you to not run again in 2024. No, we appreciate your service. We do. You did good. We're gonna let all this stuff kind of go. We'll brush it aside. But Joe, you're old now. You're old and kind
of
creepy.
If any of these bills make it to my desk, I will veto them.
Yeah, Joe Biden has simply outlived his usefulness. That's one. Two, the public is demanding action. The public is demanding a balance. Like I talk all the time about societies. Societies seek a balance. That's why I've told you that I believe eventually there will be a right-wing dictator who will rise, a Franco type, a Pinochet type. I believe it will rise in America. Not because I think that's a good thing or I think that's the way we need to go. A right-wing dictator is going to rise in America in response to the endless communist aggression. Once the system gets too far out of whack, gets too far out of balance, the people will demand something different. Right now, the system knows you're mad. They see it. They see the polls. They understand the lack of faith in the Justice Department and everything else, and they need you to have some faith in it. So let's toss poor President Poopy Pants out there, and we'll just get rid of him. All right, one more quick thing on this, and then it's time to talk about these gas stoves. You didn't think that was just a quick news article, did you? Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show reminding you tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you need to get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And for all of you emailing me, letting me know that our girl Maria Salazar is going to the World Economic Forum, all I have to say to you is, look, we love this soundbite I'm about to play you, but doesn't this sound like a human being who's simply given the things she's supposed to say with no understanding of them at all?
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean? If you have to shoot down Russian planes, I mean.
Of course.
So conventional war with Russia.
Listen, thank you.
Of course. Look, we love to make fun of her for that idiocy, but that's what we have. All right, let's get back to the task at hand. One more quick thing on this. Yes, as I have stated now for two nights in a row, I believe Joe Biden is going down. I'm not saying I think he'll resign. He might. I think he will announce at some point in time that he's not running. I think that's the purpose of all this. The Hunter Biden stuff has gone too far. Joe Biden has outlived his usefulness. Now you're seeing the communist apparatchiks in the media, even they're getting testy. Here's Diversity Hire having a rough go of it today.
I want to be prudent here. I want to make sure that we do this in the appropriate way.
We're going to ask them because that's our job.
I understand, and my job is to answer your question. So here we go. Let's go.
We ask this is because on like day two of this administration, when he swore all of you in, the president said, quote, I'm going to make mistakes. When I make them, I'll acknowledge them, and I'll tell you, and I'll need your help to help me correct them. So you're the one here talking to us about this. That's why we're asking you. So let's just remember that.
We don't need to have this. We work very well together. We don't need to have this kind of confrontation. Ask your question and I will answer them the best that I can.
Part of the reason we're laying that out is because you're laying out your part of the job.
I know, but I'm just saying that we don't need to have contention. You don't need to be contentious with me here, Ed.
The president was asking.
I kind of enjoy how much that I'll let it go here in a second, but I kind of enjoy how much they're each making excuses for each other. Hey, man, you're being really rude, but I mean, we should be friends, right? I mean, yeah, we are friends, of course, but you shouldn't be asking this because we're friends. I understand you should because the cameras are on, but look, we're all on the same side here. It's hilarious.
Yesterday, but did not answer this part of the question. Why didn't he or someone in the White House inform the American people when these documents were discovered on November 2nd? Did it have anything to do, because people are asking this part of it. Did it have anything to do with the fact that the election was just a few days away?
Again, Ed, this is under review by the Department of Justice. It is literally under review right now. As I am talking to you, it is under review.
What does that have to do with anything? Oh, we can't answer that. It's under review. Haven't you heard? It's under review. All right, we're moving on here. We got, we'll do more on that later, because apparently he's getting busted with all that stuff. But we have other things at work, things that affect your life more than stupid classified documents. And again, I want to make sure everyone understands. Should this happen? No, it shouldn't. But they all do it. Every single president does it. You know, Barack Obama got busted for this stuff too. You never heard about it because he was Saint Obama, and they stepped in right away. The National Archives stepped in. But I don't know. We're monitoring it for him. He's good to go. Donald Trump did it. Joe Biden did it. George Bush did it before. Bill Clinton did it before. When you're leader of the free world, you get access to things that you're not going to necessarily hand back the second you're no longer leader of the free world. As I've said 1,000 times, actually, that's not true. I don't believe I've ever said this, but it is true. What's the point of being king if you don't get to keep the crown? You want the little trinket. You want the letter from Mongolia. Donald Trump, I love you. If you're Joe Biden and you're a lifelong dork, but you got to be vice president because Barack Obama had to drag some kind of an old white guy into the administration, and you happen to get classified info as vice president, you're going to bring that home. Makes you feel like a big shot. Guess what? You know what else is terrible? It's true, but it's terrible. You know he's showed this stuff off to other people, right? I mean, you realize that Joe Biden goes home to Delaware like every weekend, and it's been a gigantic controversy that Joe Biden is not disclosing who he's meeting with in Delaware. You think there's never been a night, one too many cocktails with Papa Joe. Hey, did I ever show you this bit of classified intel I have? Hey, I'm going to show you. Hey, man, you can't tell anyone, all right? Check this out. Of course he has. They all do it. This is simply being used as a reason to get rid of President Poopy Pants so they can bring in Governor Slick Newsom. All right? All right. Now, let's talk about reality. Because for a couple days this week, they're going to ban gas stoves. Got a lot of play. Got a lot of play in the media. It got floated out there. The communists will do this. They'll float something out there to judge just how angry the peasants are going to be. They floated it out there, and all of a sudden, boom, there was all this backlash from everybody on the left, right? Everyone loves to walk up to a stove and keep. That's the sound gas makes, Chris. I do my own sound effects. Psh, and the gas is coming out, and soon you're cooking with gas. What, Chris? I can't believe you didn't see that coming. Anyway. Well, communists thrive on destruction, remember? That is, it's their religion. Their religion is destruction. That's why they destroy everything. That's why they don't create. They can't create. The whole point of the religion is to destroy everything. Everything around me is evil. I have to burn it all down. That's really the essence of communism. So you didn't think that gas stove thing was just like a one-off press release, did you? Headline. From the New York Post, Kathy Hochul quietly sneaks in proposal to ban sale of gas stoves. Did you think that was some kind of one-off and that they saw how angry you got and they were going to back off? No, remember this. See, people forget. People forget. We all forget because there are so many news stories every day. People seem to forget this. They forget that the whole Green New Deal stuff that every Democrat embraced, and that just became a thing. Fossil fuels are evil, solar panels everywhere. That was something AOC came up with. AOC published the Green New Deal, this deal that would wipe out America's prosperity, really the prosperity of the world. And of course, there was all this outrage. What? It's crazy. So they quickly deleted it. Remember this? Deleted off the website. Whoa, whoa, whoa. It wasn't finished yet. It was an incomplete draft. That's what they said, right? And then every single Democrat running for president promptly embraced it. Every single one. They float it. See how mad you're going to be? Then pull it away. Whoa, we didn't know. But again, They're not concerned about popularity. They're concerned about power. They really are going to ban the gas stoves. You know that, right? At least in your blue area, they are. Might be time to start packing up. And it's time for us to be smart enough and strong enough to realize these things are coming. Part of that is making sure we're not a bunch of low energy, low T weenies. And part of that means getting on chalk. It was hilarious. I heard Kevin McCarthy today. Kevin McCarthy actually sounded pretty bold.
Let me phrase something very direct to you. If you got the briefing I got from the FBI, you wouldn't have Swalwell on any committee. And you're going to tell me other Democrats couldn't fill that slot? He cannot get a security clearance in the private sector. So would you like to give him a government clearance? You asked me questions about Santos. You asked the questions about Swalwell. Not only was he getting a clearance, he was inside an intel committee.
You know what happened? McCarthy said that today, and immediately people are reaching out to the show saying, Jesse, did you get Kevin McCarthy a male vitality stack? I love you guys. Anyway, you get on a male vitality stack. Natural herbal supplements. No more low T weenie stuff. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. Ladies, female vitality stack. Let us be bold. Let us wade into the fight, right? CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse gets us 35% off the subscription. Get a subscription because that's how you save a pile of money. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse. Someone got beaten up for his Jordans. Hang on.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
Until that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the...
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. On iTunes. Don't forget to leave a 5-star rating and a review talking about how handsome I am. By the way, Chris asked coming back, did Johnny Cash ever go through a period where he just sucked? Chris, this is why you need to branch out on your movie selection. You see, Chris only watches comedies. In fact, it's really funny about you people, Chris. Most of the Jews I'm friends with prefer comedies. Oh, seriously, we should talk about that sometime. That's got to be a cultural thing. I'm not even making it up. My old campaign manager, still good buddies with him. Total Jew. Comedies all the time. Is it a dark history thing? So you prefer to laugh? That could be it. That would make sense. Am I just speaking off the cuff here? Yes, I am. Of course, this is going to be offensive. That's going to be hilarious, by the way. Well, you said what do movie... let me clarify. Chris just said what do movie selections have to do with Johnny Cash? Here's what they have to do with Johnny Cash. Because you're too stupid to read books... And you only stick with audiobooks. What, Chris? This is my New Year's resolution. Like, I was nice to Stacey Abrams the other day. I'm being nice to you right now. What's your problem? So because you're too dumb to read books, you only do audiobooks, you need to rely more on movies. All right, you're much more of a movie person. A lot of people with small brains are like that. You shouldn't feel bad. Again, I'm being nice. You shouldn't feel bad at all. So as a small brain person who can't read books, you should know they made a movie about Johnny Cash with that guy... Walk the line. That's exactly right. See, Chris, I'm glad I could help you out. Walk the line. And if you did that, you would know that Johnny Cash had this period when he was super young in this outlaw thing, and then he got pilled out of his daggone mind. Surprise, surprise, a rocker got pilled out of his mind. And then he did what you haven't done, Chris, and he found Jesus and turned his life around. Sorry, Chris. Why are people still buying Air Jordans and why are people still getting assaulted for them? I'm not only going to spend a second on this, but teen beaten unconscious over his Jordans outside of a New York City McDonald's. He's 16 years old. I'm not going to go into the details of this. This actually just, the only reason I brought this up was it was not about really New York City or McDonald's or Jordans. It was about a word of caution. You know, I'm going to do the dad thing again. It was a word of caution. I'm just being cautious. As we go into pretty rough economic times, and yeah, I got the inflation numbers. We'll get to that here in just a few and other things, emails. But as we go into rough economic times, maybe you're not going through that. Or maybe you're going through it, but it's a little. And I hope that's your situation. I hope it's not touching you, or I hope it's only touching you a little, but I know many of you, it's touching you a lot. But let's say you haven't had to sacrifice at all. You're making good money, stashing money away. Your standard of living is the same. Life's more expensive, but you're not stressing it. Or, hey, maybe you eat out once a week now instead of two. And that's the big sacrifice. Hey, let's be a little smarter, whatever the case may be. I want you to be aware of something now, something we can all be naive to. You need to keep the stuff you have really, really quiet. And that's very difficult because actually we talked about this a little bit last night. You don't want to just go on the vacation to the Bahamas. You got to tell everyone about it. Not that I would ever do such a thing, but you understand, in all seriousness, you don't just want to take the family vacation. What do? You run home. You put all the pictures up on Facebook. That doesn't make you a braggart or a bad person. You want to show people what you did and the fun and the things like that. And I ladies are certainly guilty of this in their own way, but let me just speak to dudes a little bit because I work with, or not work with, I hang with some dudes like this now, small business owners, managers, and types like that, guys who are working their way up. They're working their way up. They're not billionaires or anything like that, but they're working their way up. And what's happening is just over the past few years, they've gone from guys who were $100,000 a year, which is great money. Dude, that's great money. To now, business has taken off. $500,000 a year. $750,000. And you know what starts to appear? And I'm not judging you if this is you. I'm really not, and I'm not judging them either. There's nothing wrong with this. You know what's gonna, you know what's start, I'm starting to notice? Rolexes. Starting to notice Rolexes. Watches you could notice from across the room. And I'm not dogging on you and your fancy watch, brother. I'm really not. Ladies, your little hoopty earrings or whatever you got, I'm not dogging on it. Good, good, good. All I'm saying is this. Be aware that as more and more people move into the hurting and angry category, you're increasing the size of the target on your back the more of that stuff you put out there. Did I say don't buy a Rolex? Man, if you're killing it, go get yourself a Rolex. I actually had a buddy ask me the other day because I have this watch my dad gave me like 10 years ago, and it's just the watch I wear. I know you're going to find this shocking. I'm not into fancy stuff, really. That's just not a big, it's just because that's not how I grew up. You know, I'm white trash. It's just not my thing. But a guy said, oh, I saw across the room. Was that a fancy watch? And I said, brother, I would never get a fancy watch. And if I did get a fancy watch, which I actually might one day, I guess I never know. If I did get it, I certainly wouldn't wear it around a lot. Oh, why not? I don't want to get robbed. In this day and age, when more and more people are moving from the comfortable or maybe things are a little tight category into the, I've got to move back into my parents. I've got to take a second job category. That Facebook post about your trip to Paris doesn't come off quite as well. That new Rolex doesn't come off quite as well. And again, I'm not telling you don't enjoy the finer things in life if you can afford it. I'm not saying that at all, man. Get yourself a Rolex. You worked hard for your success. Get yourself that. You don't have to put it on Instagram. You got yourself a new pair of Jordans. You're 16. You're in New York City surrounded by not only violent crime, by ever-increasing poverty. I know you want to fly that flag. Maybe those Jordans need to stay in the box until you're out playing hoops, and then you need to get your butt back home and stash them back in the box again. I'm not trying to victim blame here, but there's been a lot of this lately, and this is going to increase. That's what happens when society gets poorer and angrier, all right? All right, enough of that. Speaking of poorer and angrier, let's deal with the old inflation stuff. Ugh. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.